The G.I. Journal goes to press.
Hello, G.I. Journal, Editor-in-Chief Gay Kaiser speaking. Well, hello, what?
Oh, you want to run an ad in our paper?
Well, just a minute, I'll take it down. Okay, shoot.
Good-looking, intelligent sailor of 27 summers would like to meet attractive young lady of 19 springs. Object... Boing!
Okay, I'll have that printed up for you. In case you don't know, boing is oh with a hot foot. Well, let's see now. Where's that office boy of mine?
Good morning, boss. Care for a cigarette?
Yeah, thanks very much.
Stick of gum?
Okay, thanks.
A bar of chocolate?
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that was fun. What do we play now?
Well, this is no time for games, Melvin. G.I. Journal is in bad shape. You know, every day we lose more readers. Why? Why? I'm giving the paper every bit of my talent.
How do you like that? Foisty asks a question and he answers it.
Now, Melvin, I'm not in the habit of being insulted by morons.
Oh, I'm a moron, am I?
Right.
For 2 cents, I'd go to work for somebody else.
You mean after all I've done for you, you'd leave me for higher wages?
Well, I'm sorry, boss. I spoke hastily. I lost my head.
In your case, that's a distinct gain. But this isn't helping with our problem. We're losing circulation.
Well, it isn't my fault, boss. My poetry column is very popular with our readers. Hey, would you like to hear my latest poem?
But would it do me any good to say no?
I don't know. Try it.
Okay, no.
Poem.
That's what I thought.
Little boy blue, come blow. Your horn the cow's in. The meadow the sheep's in. Where is the little? Boy, that pen's the sheep. He's in the hay. Stack faster. Sleep?
No. Melvin, that's the tastiest thing that's come along since G.I. Coffee.
Well, I knew you'd like it. I got another one. This is a limerick.
Oh.
There once was a private named Boyk who got all his letters by female.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That doesn't rhyme.
Well, what rhymes with Boyk?
Well, for one thing, you do.
Oh. I shall continue. There once was a private named Boyk who got all his letters by female. His folks found it speedier, more safe, and patriotica, convenient, inexpensive, with forms obtainable at nearly all stationary drug department and dime stores, and free at the post office, cost but 3 cents to mail, I thank you.
Oh, man, the portier was not so much, but you men overseas should urge your folks to send all letters V-mail. It always flies, and it has priority over all other mail.
Yeah, that's right, boss, but getting back to business, have you got any ideas on how to increase G.I. Journal circulation?
Well, I got one great idea, Mel. Our paper is going to conduct a worldwide contest to find the perfect man. I've got a reporter out looking for one right now. He should be calling in any minute. Boy, you really get service in radio, don't you? Hello?
Hello, Kaiser. Colonna speaking.
Say, how are you doing in your search for the perfect man, Professor?
Not so good, boss. I spent 3 hours in the powder room of the Hotel Martha Washington, and not one showed up.
Kelowna! Don't you know the Martha Washington Hotel is for women only? You're wasting your time in there.
I am?
Yes.
Well, you have your philosophy, and I have mine.
Say, Kelowna, I've got to find the perfect man immediately. Now, get out of there and look for him.
Very well. Say, boss.
Yes?
I'll need a little more expense money. The money you gave me this morning is all gone.
Oh, gone? How can you waste money like that, Professor?
Now, boss, you know I never spend a cent on anything that isn't absolutely essential.
Oh, Professor, squeeze me tighter. Mm.
Just been declared essential.
G.I. cutting papers. Yes, solid jam that'll make you cut capers. Here, squeeze Georgia Brown.
Reginald Nepvo at APO 25 and Private First Class Thurston Utigard at 374. And now I'd like you guys to meet a gal who's going to help G.I. Journal in his search for a perfect man. Here she is, the perfect girl, Ann Miller.
Thank you, fellas, and thank you, Kay.
Oh, that's all right, Ann. I'm always happy to welcome a sweater girl.
Why do you men always think of sweaters?
Well, the girls in Hollywood wear so much wool. Oh, to be a sheep in a town like this. You know, Anne, I like you.
Oh, I bet you say that to everyone you meet.
No, only the girls.
Why, Kay... I didn't expect that kind of talk from you.
Well, why? Don't I look like the kind of guy that stands on the corner of Hollywood and Vine and whistles?
Yes. Yes, but only for taxes.
Well, I'll have you know I'm a wolf, Ann Miller.
A wolf?
Yes, I'm a wolf.
You look more like a water spaniel who ran dry. But, Kay... Just why am I here?
Well, G.I. Journal is continuing its search for the perfect man, and we want you to be the judge.
You mean you haven't found the perfect man yet?
Well, it wouldn't be nice for me to pick myself right away, you know.
Oh, come now, Kay. You don't think you're the perfect man.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll have you know I'm a Tarzan type.
A Tarzan type?
Yeah. Every morning when I walk into the kitchen, I yell to my mother, "Me want breakfast! Me want breakfast!" And I start beating my chest.
Really? Then what happens?
My mother picks me up and we have breakfast.
I thought you were a softy.
Now, steady, girl. Just take a look at this hair on my chest. Here.
Where?
No one leave this room. I've been robbed.
But let's start thinking who we can get for a perfect man.
Well, what about Harry James?
He isn't perfect.
Oh, you just haven't seen his better half. But tell me, who'd you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking of Clark Gable. He has such nice hair.
I got nice hair.
And Clark has such nice eyes.
I got nice eyes.
And he has such strong muscles.
My eyes are bluer than his. Anyway, I've got Kelowna out looking for some candidate. That must be him. Hello? This is the old professor.
This is the young one. I just found the perfect man.
What's he like?
He's 4'5", weighs 96 pounds, and he's ugly.
Well, what makes him so perfect?
He cashes my checks.
Kelowna, how come you have such a low IQ?
Well, I can't help it. My suspenders are loose.
Kelowna. owner, I want you to stay on the job and finish the job. Do you hear?
Okay, hang up and I'll try to get my money back.
Oh, you can't get your money back.
Oh, no? Watch. Tie the nickel on my yo-yo.
And that flips the page to the original Song of the Week department. And G.I. Journal points with pride to another new tune written overseas and mailed to us here at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. You know, we're finding lots of swell tunes in the mailing from you overseas songwriters. And we hope if any more of you have written a song you'd like to hear on G.I. Journal that you'll send it along. This week's preview is a tune called Furlough in Paradise. A nice idea conceived by two overseas composers, Lieutenant Charles McGuire and Sergeant Paul Reef at APO 528. And here to sing it back to you, Charlie and Paul, is our copy gal in the original Song of the Week department, Miss Connie Haynes.
Please don't grieve. have a date with a star in the sky, but I'll fly back to you, and forever we'll make it true.
That was beautiful, Connie, and congratulations to Paul Reef and Charlie McGuire. Well, Ann, we're not getting very far in our search for the perfect man, are we?
No, Kay. So far, I've only seen you and the office boy, and I'm sure he isn't the perfect man.
How about me?
I'm not even sure you're a man.
Please, please. I wish Colonna would hurry up and find somebody. He's our last... Hello?
Hello, Kaiser. Find anybody at that end?
Nope. How about at your end?
Dull, isn't it?
Colonna, I'm glad you called. Come back right away. Come here right away. Do you understand? Right away.
Okay, I'll run all the way. Lots of telephone poles on that street out there.
Well, there's only one thing we can do. Now, the most likely place to find a perfect man is at some army camp.
You mean before or after he gets his shot?
You know, Kay, there's an army camp not far from here, but we have no way to get there.
Oh, buddy, we can go in my car.
Oh, I didn't know you had a car, Colonna.
I haven't, but all we have to do is find an unlocked one. And away we go. Come on. It's outside on the street. You wait here. I'll go across Sunset Boulevard and get it.
Now, be careful. The traffic's mighty heavy.
Don't worry. I know how to handle myself.
Okay. You know, I didn't think he'd make it.
Well, here we are. Hop in. Watch your step. Concealed running boards.
I'm in.
I'm in, too. Now, to sit down.
Also, concealed seats. Well, I'll just step on the starter. Hey, what?
Colonna. What's the matter?
Windshield wiper is stuck.
Colonna, stop fooling around and get us to that army camp.
Okay, here we go. Say, how are you two doing back there?
Oh, fine. Just fine.
Got your arm around Ann?
Of course not.
Are you hugging her?
No.
Have you tried to steal a kiss yet?
No.
Did a drive for a while?
It's dark in this back seat, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly is.
Please, Kay, do you have to sit on my lap?
Well, I'm not sitting on your lap.
Then who is?
Agile little rascal, ain't I?
Now, Colonna, you get back in the front seat and drive, and slow down. We're going 85 miles an hour.
Yes, and sideways, too.
Hey, Colonna, will you stop clowning? We've got to get to the army camp soon or they won't let us in.
Look, I think that's the camp just ahead.
Yes, there's a soldier with an armband holding up his hand and blowing a whistle. I wonder what he wants.
Colonna, you fools! Slow down. I think he wants you to...
Well, we'll never know for sure now, will we?
That brings us to this week's pinup page. It's a full-color picture of that gorgeous Georgia Carol.
There goes that song again. We used to fell in love when we heard it play over and over and over again. I still remember when I sang the words and they made you mine. I'd steal a kiss and repeat each line over and over and over and over, and then we drifted apart. You walked off with my heart. It's funny how one listen just starts me reminiscing. I'd soon forget that yen I told myself when you said so long. But I was wrong, there goes that song again.
Let's print that pin-up page also for those fighting airborne engineers. Oh, and we want to thank that certain merchant seaman aboard that merchant vessel for his swell report on the maritime service. And Fireman First, Verl Winkinson, for his tribute to the amphibs. We'll sure print those up, fellas.
Well, Kay, how are we doing on our search for the perfect man?
Well, it's just about over, Ann. The Army is sending over the man they consider perfect.
Gee, I can just see him now. 6'2" of brawn and muscle, wavy golden hair, blue eyes, and a gorgeous smile.
Well, here he is. Come in.
Well, here I am, hello.
Who are you?
I'm a Private Sad Sack.
Well, don't tell me you're the perfect man.
Oh, that's me. I'm the strongest. My muscles are the big. I can eat anything. Has anybody got a bicarbonate?
Well, I don't think you're the perfect man, Sack, but it isn't up to me. This is the judge right here, Miss Ann Miller.
She's the judge? I thought a judge was a dignity, an old man with an old, but she's a young girl with legs like a boy with a pair of gavels.
Call her Two Gavels Gertie. Yes. Well, tell me something about yourself, Sack. What's your job in the Army?
Oh, I'm a very important employee. I'm in the intelligence. I don't allow any rumors to spread. I'm in charge of all the rumors.
Rumors? Well, what do you do?
Well, I clean up the place they start from.
Going going to consider you for the perfect man, I'll have to take your measurements. Do you mind? I see you don't. I have no tape measure, so I'll have to put my arms around you to measure your chest.
Well, take it easy. I'm tickly. I'm very sensitive. Go as far as you like. I can take it.
All right. Now, let's have his chest measurement, Ann.
Okay. Chest normal, 32. Now, inhale, sac. Chest expanded, 31.
Ain't it be wonderful what the basic training will do for you?
Well, now for our supreme test, the kiss test.
The kiss test?
Uh-huh.
No, I couldn't kiss a strange gig. My mother wouldn't. My father told me never. He told me my mother and father's this. I forgot what they told me.
Well, here we go, Sad Sack. I'll bet you're some kisser.
He certainly has.
Come on, Sad Sack. Take me in your arms.
You stay here. I'll be right back.
Well, where are you going? Aren't you going to kiss me?
Sure, but first I'm going to hand in my good conduct medal.
That happy, sassy, silly Mason and that sad, sad story.
He was such a handsome sailor, how he tossed that old Magoo. He told her that he loved her and a thousand others too. And then he bought a diamond and some expensive furs. But alas, alack, like a stab in the back, she found they wasn't hers. And the tears flow like wine. Yes, the tears flow like wine. She's the real sad tomato. She's a busted valentine. Knows her mama then told her that a man is darn unkind. Jilted, and her hopes arose once more. So she went to beauty parlors and took facials by the score. And when he came to see her, she smiled the evening through. Till he said, girlfriend, get your money back. Gravel Gertie is the name for you. Flowed like wine, yes. Flowed like wine, oh yes. She's an overripe tomato. She's a busted valentine. Her mama done told her that a man is so darn unkind.
Well, gang, that just about loads and locks the presses for the night, so we better shut up shop. Thanks to Ann Miller, Jerry Colonna, Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc for helping us meet the deadline with this edition of G.I. Journal. Now, till the next time I wear the editor's eye shade, this is Kay Kaiser saying... Hello?
Hello, Kaiser. This is Colonna. I got a great idea for a new contest. I'm looking for the perfect woman.
Perfect woman? Well, where are you now?
At the Bullock Show, waiting for Gloria, the Glendale Ball of Fire, to appear on the runway.
Yes?
Here she comes now.
Professor, what happened?
She and I took off at the same time.
So long, everybody.
the Armed Forces Radio Service.